Welcome to the Coach's Edge podcast, brought to you by CoachesEdge.coach. I'm your host, Steve Kramer of Kramer Basketball and Coach's Edge. And as I did a basketball clinic yesterday, I was thinking about two of the big characteristics that players possess where you can really tell they have it. They're going to continue to get better. They're going to continue to get to the point where their improvement is going to be something that you can see it when they're working on their own and not just when they're under the tutelage of their basketball coach, and really trying to push those characteristics when we're working with our kids. And the clinic that we did yesterday was a shooting clinic, grades 7 through 12. And it reminded me of last month. I went up to Lansing, Michigan, and worked with B-Transform Basketball, AAU program. Tim Fralick runs it. His wife is Robin. She coaches at Michigan State University. Great basketball family, good people. And he's got a great thing going with his AAU program. And so I was talking to that group, and I was just sharing a little bit of my story as a young player coming up and sharing what I thought were some of the characteristics that, you know, made me be, you know, not the greatest player by any means, but, you know, definitely an above average basketball player playing in college, being able to play overseas. And I want to share some of the things that I thought allowed me to be successful when I was playing. So, and then hearing Tim after the clinic, he reinforced those things. And then again, going to my clinic yesterday and reflecting on it, because I always do a lot of reflection after a basketball clinic, asking myself, you know, what would I have done differently if I could do it again? You know, how could I have done some things better? Was the communication, was it clear? Was it concise? Was it consistent? Did we have good energy at the camp? You know, was it on point as far as our instruction, things like that? but because it was a shooting camp, we really get into a lot of details from mechanics. That's hand placement, footwork, body position, how the ball moves up through the tunnel, and then it connects to hips, knees, ankles, our lower levers as we drive that ball out. We get into, you know, some really fine tuned aspects of shooting, and then we kind of bring it back to the kids and say, you know, you're trying to take these common characteristics of great shooters and then make it your own. I'm not asking you to be a robot and shoot it exactly like I do. And so as we dug into that, I have folders for the kids, and they contain like shooting workouts and some things that they're able to track while we're doing the clinic. So I'll have them do a specific type of shot. Say it's mid-range catch and shoot, three-point catch and shoot, pull-up jump shots, right? Different categories they'll shoot. And somebody is tracking, was the shot? Did you make it? Did you miss it? But also the detail. Did it go in and hit the front of the rim first? Did it go in and hit the back of the rim first? Did you miss it and hit the side of the rim? And so we're getting very technical. We track the result of every single shot, not just make or miss, but what happened to the ball? What did the ball hit first? So we're writing these things down. And so it's me explaining how they're going to do this, because in the beginning of our clinic, I don't walk in and say, hey, here's how you shoot. I talk about those common characteristics, those keys to shooting, and definitely you do a little demo in the beginning, but I'm not saying, hey, here's what you need to do. Here's what's wrong with your shot. I don't know yet. I want to see him shoot. And so we give them kind of a blank slate where I say, we're going catch and shoots right now. We're going pull-ups right now. Shoot. And we just kind of observe, and then they do some of their tracking with some of these drills. Then we come back and then we talk about it. And then we kind of roll into the rest of our camp, which is teaching our four phases of form shooting, showing them some of the common shot types, you know, like good offenses are going to create stationary catch and shoots, inside out balls. They're going to create slight relocation type shots, right? So we want to work on those a lot. You know, you want to work on your free throws. You want to work. I'm still a big fan of being able to drive and read the defense and say, do I continue to go and try to finish, or do I stop and pull up in this soft spot of the defense? I'm a big fan of being able to understand that shot and shoot that pull-up jump shot. So we talk about some of these common shot types for players. But as I was getting my handout in, I was thinking of really like these two characteristics show up so much in shooting. They show up in every line, but when it comes to shooting, like they really show up. And first and foremost, it's the ability to listen and take coaching. So when we one of the reasons our camps are popular, right, is because the ability to demonstrate, right? My ability to demonstrate. So if I'm demonstrating, it's going to look different than most coaches when they demonstrate, just because, you know, they don't spend as much time playing basketball and doing the training stuff. So if I demonstrate a shooting drill and I'm making 70% plus of my shots during a shooting drill, kids are going to be like, oh, I'm going to pay attention to this guy, right? Compared to, you know, somebody else who's not doing that or just kind of explaining the drill. Don't get me wrong, we have players and our coaches demonstrate too, but I do a lot of the demos. I love doing it. So as we get into that, kids obviously pay attention when you're doing a demo, right? If you're demonstrating at a high level, you know, the intensity, the speed of it, right? Being able to say, here's how you do something, and here's how it breaks down from me explaining it, but also like you can see it, right? But the ability to listen with our shooting camps, we also break it down with a piece of paper, right? Because I know not everybody has the Kramer basketball app. Not everybody has coachesedge.coach for our coaching members. And we want them to be able to see handouts and be able to track some things. There's some notes on there, some teaching points, bullet points, things like that. When I'm telling you certain kids check out at that point, it's really sad. It's really, really sad. And so there's two things. Yeah, I can't control if a kid is naturally checking out when you give them a piece of paper. I have to go back and look at myself, say, well, what are the things that I can do better? All right. So we talk about it. We demonstrate it. We bring the kids out to obviously rep it out themselves. There's some communication when they're tracking for one another. We send videos out, video examples. Obviously, everybody says, you know, and I agree, like you teach through game film, you teach through video. So we send out a lot of videos to our players after camp so they can see the video of different drills that we did at camp and say, hey, here's an example of this drill, our four phases of form shooting. So now you have it, right? But it's funny, when we give out the paper copy of how to do a drill, some of those kids not looking at the paper and they're just waiting for their chance to, like, when am I actually going to physically do something? And it's a separator if you can listen. This is a roundabout way, 7 minutes into this podcast. Like, one of the biggest ways you can separate yourself is your ability to listen. It can be a superpower skill, your ability to listen, to take instruction, and then go to apply it. And to listen and try to take instruction in different ways. Because again, we're fast-paced, we're visual, and a lot of us are kinesthetic when it comes to learning, right? So I want to watch, whether it's watching video, even better watching someone in person, and kinesthetically you're doing something, you're trying something out, right? So if you have the ability to also add auditory learning to your skill set, you're going to be so, so good, because you're going to separate yourself from the majority of young people who are out on auditory learning, right? Even look on your social media. Like, there's so many videos that you watch and you just read the captions. You're not even turning the music on, the sound on, right? You're just reading the captions. Like, we've taken auditory out unless it's like music, right? So it's an interesting space that we live in, because when I go to these young and I say, hey, like, you have to, at this point, like, for a few minutes, I'm asking you to listen and look at these handouts. And if you have the ability to do that, you're going to separate yourself, because most people don't want to do that, right? And then what ends up happening for some of those kids is, say, all right, let's go do it. And because it was a handout, like, they don't know what I was talking about, and you got to re-coach them through again. So if you have the ability to listen to someone and take instruction and not always have to physically see it or do it yourself, you're beginning to separate yourself from the competition. So add auditory learning to your learning style. And that's a challenge. That is very, very difficult. But it can be a superpower if you're able to do that. because everybody, it seems like, is a visual learner, and everybody, it seems like, at this time is a kinesthetic learner. So I'm not saying we get rid of those. We keep those, and we hammer home teaching in the ways that our kids learn. But if you can add auditory learning, where a coach is able to give you verbal instruction, right? As I was, verbal instruction combined with like some handouts that you're looking at. What a great way to separate yourself from the competition. And I think looking back at my younger days, that was a really big skill that I had, was being able to sit there and listen. You know, I'm good at going to a church service, and I'll sit there, and I don't know how long that pastor's going to give their message for, but I'm pretty good at sitting there listening to the message and actually paying attention to it. Whereas most people are checked out. If you have the ability to listen for an extended period of time and then apply as a young person, you're going to be in really, really good shape, right? It's very interesting because, you know, podcasts have probably never been popular, which is all auditory, right? Now they've added the video component to things, and you see video podcasts on YouTube and whatnot. But for the most part, it's auditory learning. So we have this growth, I think, for a certain age bracket and up, where auditory learning has increased while we have it almost decreased at a younger age level. So it's very interesting to see kind of what takes shape in the coming years. I'm very, 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 very curious. So listening is a superpower. Then the other superpower is if you can aggressively make mistakes. If you can aggressively make mistakes. So y'all going to make mistakes. The biggest mistake you can make is if you don't make any. Like, we're going to make them for sure. But if you can be aggressive in how you make those mistakes, when you're doing a shooting clinic and shooting is one that's very, very difficult because you're asking certain kids to change how they shoot. You know, like if I have a kid who's really used to holding the ball in a way where the ball is not centered on their hand, and they're a bad shooter, right? If you just want to make, they're not making shots, and their hand placement is completely off-centered, and so it's really funky to getting the basketball balanced and up, and then there's a ton of guide hand shooting, and then there's like a twist with their wrist just to try to balance the ball, when realistically you're saying, boy, if you just start with the ball centered with the hand, life is going to get easy. But because players have been shooting it that way for their entire life, it's very difficult to get someone to change. And they don't want to look bad. They figured out how to somewhat knock down an occasional shot, shooting it in a very, very difficult manner. So if you have the discipline combined with the humility to work on something and jump in with it and aggressively make those mistakes, those changes, those adjustments, you're going to get better, right? And what I mean by the mistake is, if it's a piece of footwork that you've never done before, is holding the ball in a way that you've never done before, and you are bought into making those changes, it's going to get ugly before it gets worse, right? So you're going to see an increase in the mistakes. But if you can aggressively and embrace those mistakes that are going to build you to be better later on, oh my goodness. You know how few people there are in the world that are willing to do that? Like, think of, I just talking about two things in this podcast. If you are willing to truly listen and take instruction, not just from watching, not just from doing, but from using your ears and then being able to try your best to apply it in what you do. Listening is a superpower. And then embracing and aggressively making mistakes for the long-term benefit of growth. If you have those two characteristics, you are in a small, small percentage of people in the world. And if you can stick with it long enough, you're going to separate yourself from a lot of people in the world, whether it's basketball, business, anything else. but you have to be willing to stick to it long enough to see those changes through. And it's very, very difficult, which is why not many people are going to do it. They're going to stick to doing it a very, very challenging way, right? My hand's not centered on the ball. I got to go through all these hoops just to try to get that ball to go in, but I don't want to change, right? And so I was just reminded of that. And as a coach, you know, like if you have a player that can listen and they're willing to try new things because they want to get better, man, those are really, really good, fun players to work with. And you stick at it with them. You're like, wow, you're getting better, and you're getting better at a much faster rate than the other kids, the other players that you're around, which is, you know, very, very rewarding as a coach. So I probably need to do a better job of coming in with the importance aspect of that. And there's been some clinics where, you know, I'm coming in and, you know, or somebody else might introduce me, they're bringing me in, they kind of might brag me up a little bit. And then I come in and I'm telling you, and then I'll come in and I'll say, the biggest thing you guys can do today is be a great listener. And the better you listen, the more room you have to become a better basketball player. Everybody wants to become a better basketball player, but they're like, listening, really? That, like, that's the thing that you want most today? Like, hey, it's hard work. It's whatever. I'm getting wrong, but like listening, and listening is hard work, right? If you can be a great listener, and then if you can try to apply that into aggressively making mistakes, you're putting yourself in a small percentage of people. April 25th, put that on your calendar. If you want to join our Zoom call, Coach's Edge presentation on team building activities, five tips for team building activities with your basketball program. Jump in, join me, reach out to me, contact@kramerbasketball.com. I will send you the invite. That's one of our Coach's Edge members meetings, and you don't have to be a member to join. We just want you to check it out. We're putting some new videos up on the Coach's Edge. Some are individual, some are team, small player drills. We just recorded a DHO series, a ball screen series, not up on the site yet. We re-shot some ball handling videos. We did our four phases of form shooting. I think that was uploaded earlier last month. So there's a lot of cool stuff we have going on with Coach's Edge. And then once we get into our summer camp run, I'm going to have some new videos where we'll record some of the players at our camps doing some of the new drills that we have that are not in Coach's Edge. So if you're looking to kind of refresh your basketball program, continue to make it better, some new ideas, some new concepts, some new drills combined with all the other cool stuff that we have inside the membership, jump in with us. It's coachesedge.coach, and we're more than happy to show you, you know, what that website looks like. And, you know, I could even send you some members, and you can contact them and ask them about what it's like with Coach's Edge. Thank you for listening to the Coach's Edge podcast. Emphasize your players listening. Emphasize to aggressively make mistakes, and you continue to get better down the road. Get after it today.